Czech Tales, as retold by Patrick Healy. This is Czech Tales, Volume 2 of Patrick Healy's 417 World Children's Story Series, narrated by Denise Kahn, published by Stediu Limited. Chapter 1. Longshanks, Girth, and Keen. There was once an elderly king who had an only son. One day he called the prince to him and said,
"My dear son, you know that ripe fruit falls in order to make room for other fruit. This old head of mine is like ripe fruit, and soon the sun will no longer shine upon it. Now, before I die, I should like to see you happily married. Get yourself a wife, my son." "I would, my father, if I could do this,"
the prince answered.
"But I know of no one who would make you a worthy daughter-in-law."
The old king reached into his pocket, drew out a golden key, and handed it to the prince. He said,
"Go up into the tower to the very top. There look about, and when you have decided what you like best of all you see, come back and tell me."
The prince took the key and at once mounted the tower. He had never before gone to the very top, and he had never heard what was there. He went up and up until at last he saw a small iron door in the ceiling. He opened this with the golden key, pushed it back, and entered a large circular hall. The ceiling was blue and silver, like the heavens on a bright night when the stars shine, and the floor was covered with a green silken carpet. There were 12 tall windows set in gold frames, and on the crystal glass of each window, a beautiful young girl was pictured in glowing colors. Every one of them was a princess, with a royal crown upon her head. As the prince looked at them, it seemed to him that each was more lovely than the last, and for the life of him, he did not know which was the loveliest. Then they began to move, as if alive, and they smiled at the prince and nodded, and looked as if they were about to speak. Suddenly the prince noticed that one of the 12 windows was covered with a white curtain. He pulled the curtain aside, and there, without any question, was the most beautiful princess of them all, clothed in pure white, with a silver belt and a crown of pearls. Her face was deathly pale and sad as the grave. For a long time, the prince stood before this picture in utter amazement, and as he looked at it, a pain seemed to enter his heart.
"This one I want for my bride,"
he said aloud.
"This one and no other."
At these words, the maiden bowed, flushed like a rose, and then instantly all the pictures disappeared. When the prince told his father what he had seen and which maiden he had chosen, the old king was greatly troubled.
"My son,"
he said,
"you did wrong to uncover what was covered, and in declaring this, your choice, you have exposed yourself to a great danger. This maiden is in the power of a black magician who holds her captive in an iron castle. Of all who have gone to rescue her, no one has ever returned. However, what's done is done, and you have given your word. Go, then, try what fortune has in store for you, and may heaven bring you back safe and sound."
So the prince bade his father farewell, mounted his horse, and rode off to find his bride. His first adventure was to lose his way in a deep forest. He wandered about some time, not knowing where to turn, when suddenly he was hailed from behind with these words,
"Hey there, master. Wait a minute."
He looked around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?